Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn through the storm.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lead me on.
Yes, Lord.
To the light.
To the light.
Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home.
Praise God, thank you, Jesus.
When the dark ness appears and the night grows near and the day is past and gone. As the river will stand, guide my feet, take my hand,
yes, Lord.
Precious Lord, and lead
Thank you, Jesus. Deborah?
Yes.
Preston.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that so much, Tina. I really enjoyed it. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise
Lord,
God. Let us just unite ourselves, unite our hearts. Praise God as we go to the Lord in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we come this evening, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, God. We want to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord Jesus. We just want to honor you, Lord God, and give all glory and praise to you, Lord. For it belongs to you, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for us right now, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that you are our Lord and our Savior. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our healer, our deliverer, our way maker, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you said to just ask, Lord God. Lord God, of whatever we think in need of, Lord, just ask of you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, and we have not because we ask not. And Heavenly Father, we just want to just thank you tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord God, if you would just unite us together. Lord God, and just give us a word, Lord Jesus. Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to be about your business, Lord. Lord, in a time like this, Lord God, help us, Lord God, just to keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, help us to keep our minds and our hearts, Lord God, in unison with you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. God, we ask you to remember each and every one that's on the line tonight.
Yes,
God,
God,
we pray,
yes,
Lord God, that you would touch their bodies. Lord, touch their hearts, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
Lord
God, remember them. Remember their families, Lord,
yes,
and bless them, Lord, in a mighty, special,
yes,
way. Meet them, Lord God, at the point of their need, God. You know each and every one of you know the need tonight, Lord God.
Yes,
and Father,
God,
we,
yes,
ask you, Lord God, to meet us, Lord.
Yes.
But we need you, Lord. Lord, I need you, and we can't do anything.
Yes,
we can't do nothing without you. Without you, Lord, we will fail, God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a way maker, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a keeper, Lord Jesus. Lord,
yes,
have your,
yes,
way in the service tonight, Lord God. Bless,
yes,
our speaker on this evening, Lord God. Oh, God, and we thank,
yes,
you. We praise you. We honor you, Lord God. And we,
yes,
just want,
yes,
to glory to your name, God. You are worthy,
yes,
to be,
Lord,
praised.
Yes,
God,
Lord,
and we pray in the name of the Father, in the name of the,
yes,
Son. In the,
yes,
name,
Lord,
of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, I thank
praise
you.
Your name. Praise
thank
your name.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
to be praised.
Lord,
praise
you,
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study. We're going to continue with talking with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, and we thank God for another Thursday night. And
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we give him praise. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Yeah, he's worthy.
We could give her a standing ovation for the song tonight.
Yeah.
And, yes. Oh, my. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We tell God, thank you. Thank
you,
Sister Deborah, for the prayer. As we continue to come, as Robert has said, it is that our theme is talking with God as we continue to, go into the Word to see what it is He wants us to share. As we come together on Thursday night, it's,
yes,
all he always connects the dots so that we, it's not a waste of our time. We are blessed. As we've been talking,
yes,
for a couple of weeks about being a servant and being a what a true servant is and how we are to serve God. So I thank God because what he's given me to share tonight, ties right in with what we've already been talking about. We were not born or reborn knowing how to please God. And as you know, last week, I think it might have been the first time that he'd given us the scriptures in Michael chapter 6, verse 8, that tells us what God requires of us. And that is still just something that's just so fresh in my spirit because we don't have to guess at anything. When we go to the Father, he will tell us what it is we need to know, but then we have to learn how to walk in it, to follow his instructions. And so tonight we basically want to focus on the blessings of obedience because Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, and I'm going to read that later. It speaks to that. And Jesus was teaching his disciples in John chapter 14 and verse 15. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. And he repeated the connection between love and obedience several times. You know, when he really, in the scripture we find when Jesus was teaching, if he really wanted, he really wanted us to get something, he said it more than one time. And as we read verse, John chapter 15, verse 10, he also said, if you keep my commandment, which is just a turnaround, from what he said in 14, if you keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love. The verse basically saying you can't love without keeping the commandments. You can't keep the commandments without love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abided in his love. That, and then, like I said, he repeated it twice, not only about love, but also the part about obedience. And like I said, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, he said that if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So let me know, it's not just obeying. And I've said this more than one time. A lot of people will do something, obedient to the leading of the Spirit, but they're not willing, and they don't, without understanding that if you do something, but you're not willing to do it, God is still not giving you credit for it. So you notice how Jesus connected the two. The love and the obedience. So they go together. You can't do one and leave out the other one. So if you willingly do something, you're willing to do something, but you don't be obedient in doing it, or if you do it, obey but not willing, neither one of these it will be rewarded. God will not reward us when we do it. Except we do it his way. God, seven times, it's great and it's important that we know how God wants it done, and then do it. And when we do, we look also at 1 John 5:3, which gives us another 1 John chapter 5:3, and it says, For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. There's no way we can say that we can't do it. It's too hard, it's too burdensome, because it's not. Because in Matthew, he said that his love, that doing, following him is not hard. It's easy to follow him, because even Christ has taken the weight off out of the cross, but he tells us to take up our cross, but we don't have to worry about it. Because there's no weight to the cross that we have to take up and follow when he tells us to follow him. So as we accept what he said and know that the two go together, we have to know we can't separate love and obedience and come out in the will of the Father. And again, because of Micah 6 and well, you read 7 and 8 together, because it said, what does God expect? Do he want 10,000 rams and even you to give your child? And it said, no. And then verse 8, it tells you what it is that God requires of us in order to follow him. And to follow God is simply saying in one way that we are telling him that we love him. When we obey God, it's just another way of saying that we love him. And then you have the correct view, and that you have the correct view of what obedience means. Obedience means, as I said, doing things that God requires of us God's way. Not doing things the way we think it needs to go. Or the way we want to do it, and expect us to please God, because it doesn't work that way. And God wants to pour out his blessing on us. God wants to bless us. He wants us to eat the fat of the land. But we have to obey him in order to be able to keep his promise of blessing us. And you know, in again, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it said that we're to humble ourselves and pray. Again, you know, there's no way to please him without praying, because you first of all have to pray to know what his will is. And then you pray to know how to walk in the will of the Father. So, and as you pray it, then that too is being obedient, because we know in Thessalonians, I think 1 Thessalonians said that we're to pray without ceasing, have the mind and the attitude of prayer at all times, because that's the only way we can connect to the Father. It is in spirit and in truth, and that means to step outside of flesh, because God doesn't deal with flesh, and when we by the Spirit come into the presence of the Father, then he's able to show us what he wants us to see, and to tell us how he wants us to carry out his will, and knowing to obey him. And I really do love the scripture in Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, because I'm telling you, I've seen so many people doing something they think is the will of God with an attitude, without knowing that God is not accepting that. And if God is not going to accept it, we don't need to waste our time in doing something that God is not giving us credit for. So as we learn not only what God requires of us, but how he desire that we would to carry out his will, then we can have an understanding of what it is that we need to do to have a record in heaven, and also our name on the roll. Even when we come to the Father and accept the love that he said he had for us while we were yet sinners, he proved that he loved us, and that's why that operating in his commandment is not grievous, because he's already taken out all the hard part that would make it impossible for us to do it, and we just have to be willing to walk as he directs us. And then, you know what? If you are following someone, you walking in their footsteps, which is following Jesus, is what we're supposed to do. You don't have to worry about where you're going. Hey, all you have to do is take one step after the other. What's grievous about that is not like you got to find a way and make sure you're going in the right direction. And there is none of that. As he said, follow me. And if you love me, you will keep my commandment. And if you keep my commandment, you're going to take up your cross and follow Jesus. And then we're going to do what it is that he requires of us as believers. But we also operate and know that is, I believe, well, seems like we should know that it's great, the greatness, one of the greatest things, obedience is equal to love. But we have to love God, but we also have to love our fellow men. We cannot say we love God, but we can't stand our neighbor, or we can't stand the sister that sits on the other end of the row. We can't get mad at people for whatever, even if they do something that we disagree with. We need to work it out and not be mad at them, and not have an attitude that will block the flow of God's blessing. I'm not telling you, nobody can do anything to me that I won't forgive them for. They don't have to ask for forgiveness. I forgive willingly, because God said, if I don't forgive him, then he won't. If I don't forgive you, he won't.
Stopped.
I need him to forgive me. at all times. So when I come to him at any time, day or night, that I am connected and the prayer that I pray will be answered. So when we learn how to follow Christ and love as he loves, we will also keep the commandments. That is the part that's so that's important that we know. What is the commandment that he gives us and then follow that? It's a lot more that could be said, but we're going to stop here. May have to pick it up next time, but it's as I was trying to say a while ago, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. There is nothing grievous about following Jesus. Nothing grievous when you walk in the love of Jesus. Nothing grievous because he said he would give you peace that surpassed all understanding. Amen. Not only that, he said he will keep your heart and your mind. So we I believe a lot of believers is concerned about a lot of things that they should not be concerned about or spending their time even praying about. Because if you read the word and you trust God and you know whatever's going on, God either allow it or he permit it. And when he does, it is for our good. He has a purpose in it. He wants us to grow spiritually. And unless he pushes us, I'll say, then we will become stagnated. We'll stay in one place and we won't grow. But in order to please him, we have to grow spiritually so that we can produce fruit that will last. And if we don't grow, we will be as babies. And babies that are not able to win in the soul, they're not able to reap in the harvest. We have to have grown, mature believers in order to walk in the will of the Father. And even carnal Christians is not productive. So we need to understand the trials that come, the temptation we have to deal with. He's already made a way of escape, but it also is to help push us to the point that our faith not fail us in the time that we need it. And we thank God for the word. We have to learn how to walk in his will, know what he requires of us, and do it willingly.
Amen.
Back over to you, Robert.
All right, sis, thank you for those words. Because the words, our 30 seconds tonight will be coming from Gracie Jordan.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
I'll be reading Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with present with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Gracie. Okay, moving right along. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up for inputs and updates.
I'm Deborah Jackson. I'm just calling, asking for prayer tonight. I'm calling from right now as I speak. I'm in the hospital for severe stomach pain, and just prayer for me that the doctors know what they're doing and guide their hands and whatever they have to do to find out what's going on. They gave me some medicine just to stop the pain for right now, and they did a CAT scan. So just continue praying for me that I get better.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Linda Hodge, and I would like to request prayer for my granddaughter. Her name is Kayla Bryant, and she's presently in the hospital. And we know that God is able to bless her and to heal her. And we ask for prayer for her.
Okay. Good evening. This is Mari. I don't have a request. I just want to thank the Lord for this day and for this night. And we started off with a beautiful hymn. And I'm asking if we can end before the prayer with another verse of that song.
Amen.
Because it put me in the spirit. And yes. I'm just asking. Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful. Just thanking God. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, no more input updates. Moving right along, we'll get right in the roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
On last week, if there's no mistake, we had 40 people, and we thank God for each and every one. Roll call, Leah, Virginia. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Woodbay.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Danny. Juanita. Robert and Portia.
Here.
Here.
Oli. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Matt.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Grayson.
Here.
Who?
Sandra Mangum.
Here.
Linda. Hodge.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Barbara.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine.
Here.
Joan.
Here.
Ken and Carolyn.
Hey.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Violet.
Here.
Ron. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Ashanta.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Jaws. Honda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White.
Here.
Miss Wendy. Fran. Lisa. Evelyn C. Did I miss anyone? Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you, Uncle Robert.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, one announcement for the Mighty Q family. We have our getaway meeting Sunday, coming Sunday at 8 p.m. Okay. For next week, our opening prayer will be done by Minister Josephine Johnson. Our 32nd will be done by Maury. And before we turn it over to Pastor Burwell, Tina, we had a request for one hymn or two. before we close. You want to do it?
I'm here. What you say, Uncle Robert?
I said we had a request to do a hymn of that song before we close. Another verse.
Oh.
Before we close.
Okay.
Or another rendition of the same.
Okay. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, just close the singing. Just close the singing that song.
All right, we'll do.
Don't close us.
My way grows dream, precious Lord, linger me. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hold my hand, lest I fall. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me home.
Thank you. Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you right now for everything that you've done tonight. We thank you for God, that song, Precious Lord, take our hand and lead us home, God. Nobody but you can lead us, God. You said you are the way, the truth, and the light, God. No man come to the Father but by me, God. Lord, we thank you tonight for everything, God. You are our director. You lead us and guide us into all truth, God. And I thank you, God, not only for the song, but for the word, God. You are our light, God. You set a pathway, God, to the truth, God. We thank you tonight for our teacher, teaching us to be obedient to your command, God. Lord, search our heart, God. If any sin in our life, move it out, God. Guide us to the right way, God. Help us to be obedient to you, God. We thank you for your word, God. It give us life and it give us hope tonight, Lord. We have hope in you, Father. We thank you for everything, God. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for salvation today. We thank you for sanctification. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, that you went away, God, and leave us with the Holy Ghost, God. Lord, to teach us and guide us into all truth, God. We thank you tonight for all the one that's on the line, God. Bless them, God, going in and coming out, Jesus. Whatever they may be going through, God, be with them, God. Touch their heart, God. Oh, God, and comfort them, God. Remember the one in the hospital, God. Remember Sister Deborah tonight, Jesus. God, lift her up, God. Heal her body completely, God. You are a healer, God. You are a deliverer, God. Lord, you are able, God. You said if we ask anything in your name, it shall be done, God. Do it, God. Move, God. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, God. But I ask that you will deliver her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, remember Linda Hodge's granddaughter, God. Lord, we ask you to touch her body, God. Oh, God, she needs your help, God. She can't do anything without you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done. Lord, you said if we ask you, God, you shall do it for us, God. We ask it in your name, God, because you hold power and authority in your hand, Jesus. We thank you for the Bible study. God, continue to bless it, God. Let it grow, God. Let it be a blessing to each and every one of us, God. Lord, we thank you for our family, God. We thank you for the bereaved family, Jesus. God, we ask you to comfort them, Jesus. Continue to lift them up, Lord. God, I thank you for this night, God, this opportunity to praise your name. Remember each family, God, each children, God, that's on the line. God, be with us and guide us, God. We thank you in advance, God. We bound the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, remember Sister Charlotte, God. Lord, Mari, God. Whatever they need, God, grant it to them, God. And keep them, God. Keep us, each and every one. You said, I'll never leave you. Never forsake us, God. Oh, God, we trust you, God. You said, lean not to our own understanding. You said, in all that ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Direct us tonight, God. Keep us, God. Watch over us, God. Let those angels encamp around each one of us, God. Lord, as we sleep tonight, God, make our sleep sweet, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Son. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you for everything, God, that you have done for us, God. Fill us up, God. Give us strength, God. Encourage us in this mean and hateful world, God. We ask you to keep us, God. Keep us safe, God. Lord, you put your arms around us and protect us, God. Lord, it's supply our everyday need, God. Oh, God, we know that you are able, God. You promised that we are eat the good of the land, God. We have no sorrow, God, that you will take care of, God. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, God. Continue to bless us and be with us as we depart tonight, God. Lord, take care of each one, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done, and we count it done. In your name, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love you for being on the line tonight, and we look forward to having everyone back next week. With that said, we're going to say good night to everyone. Good night.
Good night. God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right.